2019 marks the 75th anniversary of the Allied liberation of Europe in 1944. President Trump renewed the American people's memory of how this country helped end the Second World War.
Judah says he can still remember the exact moment nearly 75 years ago, after 10 months in a concentration camp, when he and his family were put on a train and told they were going to another camp. Suddenly, the train screeched to a very strong halt. A soldier appeared. Judah's family braced for the absolute worst. Then his father cried out with joy, "It's the Americans! It's the Americans!" A second Holocaust survivor, who is here tonight, Joshua Kaufman, was a prisoner at Dachau. He remembers watching through a hole in the wall of a cattle car as American soldiers rolled in with tanks. To me, Joshua recalls, the American soldiers were proof that God exists. And they came down from the sky. They came down from heaven.
When the president renewed our memories of D-Day, when he told emotional stories of both the survivors and the heroes, what was it like for you? And what do you think the president's message is?
Well, it was impossible, really, to watch that without being stirred. I mean, the amount of sacrifice that what were 18-year-olds at the time or that around that age made, it is incomprehensible to Americans today. And yet it changed all of world history for all of time. And so it's a stirring moment. And keep in mind, we can only have a few more of these moments. Those 18-year-olds in the early 1940s, they won't be here much longer. And I think what he was trying to achieve is, A, to actually celebrate their lives, but B, for Americans to understand that they have done great things. They should be proud of their country. Remember, there's a lot of Democrats who claim not to be proud of America at this moment. And most of America doesn't think that way. So what Trump was doing was connecting a good majority of Americans with the country's greatest accomplishments, and then challenging them to achieve more. I thought he was very successful doing that in the speech. I think this speech ranks with some of Reagan's best.